Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On Tanner, in with the intro.
What do you have, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. All right, big shout out to Noral Toyota. As you just saw their commercial there, Noral, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral, thank you very much for your support. Title sponsor, we appreciate you helping us keep the lights on, so thank you. On that note, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than I. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Welcome. Good morning, Elliot. Thanks for having me. My name's Josh Bent. I'm the Vice President of Operations for Kitchen.
Okay.
Noah Kitchen, I should say. Sorry.
And what does that company do? What's the services
they offer? We're a light civil contractor.
Okay.
We also do piling, water and sewer.
Okay.
All your civil needs, really.
Okay. And so how long have you been working with this organization for?
I've been with these guys for just over 3 years.
Okay.
I've been up in the McMurray region here since 2000, was when I first came up here.
Okay. And so what brought you here to Fort McMurray originally?
Well, I'm originally from Nova Scotia.
Right.
I come up here.
What part of Nova Scotia?
Down in the Annapolis Valley, Annapolis Royal.
Beautiful. Okay.
I decided I was going to come up for 3 months, you know, like a lot of people say. And
yeah.
I am still here.
Wow. Okay, so when you came up initially, was it just you coming up to look like what the opportunities were? Did you bring your family right away? Like, how did that all transpire?
It was just myself. I came up just more or less for 3 months, tried to make a little money like a lot of people up here do.
Yeah.
Kind of stuck in with the industry.
That's awesome. And so I love asking people this question because I'm born and raised here. So I love this community. It's easy for me to be like, yeah, I'm going to stick around. My family here, all my buddies are here. I went to school here. It's an easy pick. But what about the community kind of caught your attention to be like, because where you're from is gorgeous. So what about this community was like, you know what, I'm going to put some roots down here.
This isn't a bad community. It's been good to me for a lot of years. And now I have a small family of my own. We live here. And
yeah.
Like the school systems for the kids, it's second to none.
Yeah.
Excellent. My kids have lots of friends here. They like it.
Right.
It's home now.
Nice. Now, recently you went on a little bit of a trip. You have a family member here behind the cameras with us right now.
I do. Actually, my brother flew up from Nova Scotia last week, and we took him to the mountains. It was his first time ever seeing the mountains.
So nice.
We went down through Banff and Lake Louise.
There we go. So Tanner just slid you his mic. What was your favorite part about being in the mountains the last few days?
For me, it was probably Spa.
Spa Springs.
My mom used to work there years ago. She always told me about it. And it was great to be there, have a scotch in memory of her and my grandfather.
That's awesome, man. What kind of scotch did you guys get up to?
Oh, I can't remember.
No? We got some behind the scenes. We'll talk about that later. That's the one thing about this set. The old set had like all of our liquor right there, dead center. This office is a little bit smaller.
Yep.
So the liquor might not make it onto the camera, but don't worry. We didn't get rid of it. So what about the mountains kind of made you want to take him there outside of just hanging out in Fort McMurray?
Oh, it's beautiful. Anybody that's been to the mountains, you know, west of Calgary.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great time. It's always nice scenery.
Yeah.
It never gets boring.
No, definitely. It looks fake every time I drive in there. Every time you like pull up, you're just like, this is not even real. So your organization here in town, you were just telling me before we started filming, you have a new location that you guys are in right now.
We do. Over in north of town, Taganova, we got our new office and shop.
Okay.
We do. So that's exciting. And I know with the NOAA group and the kitchen, mm-hmm. We've been fortunate and landed a few nice projects in the region. So
fantastic. Congratulations.
We're gearing up quite a bit.
So my background before, I used to, the last job before this all started, was I was the HR manager for Acuren. So I know all about recruiting and hiring and how challenging it is to get short-term, long-term employees and retain them. So I'd imagine with all this these new projects that you have on the go, recruiting is something you guys are definitely focusing on.
Oh,
right now.
We are. Our HR team right now, they're steady. They're busy right now, and it's exciting. We're bringing on lots of new candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And, some new talent for
nice.
Sure.
So what type of positions do you have open that you're trying to fill? Is this more labor based? Are you looking for some supervisors? Like, what is kind of what you're trying to attract?
A little bit of everything, actually, all the way, you know, right from the bottom all the way up to even project managers.
Okay.
You know, we have ads out for a little bit of everything.
Wow. And if anybody wanted to apply for these openings, is there like a website that they can go to? Is there a phone number? How they can get in contact with
yeah, the best way to do it would be to go on our website, and that's www.kichton.com.
Yeah.
And we have all of our ads there.
That's awesome. No, that's great. I think that's a great story locally, and that's where this show primarily goes, is that you have a company in town that's growing, showing some success, and is looking to employ, because after, like, we just had Keith on. He was talking about employment and getting people back to Fort McMurray. Like, that's a big thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, right on.
It's been exciting, like I say, with the NOAA Group and our partnership and working with Keith and Chippewa Prairie. It's going to be a good thing.
No doubt. No doubt. So as far as the next few days are concerned with your brother being here, what's the game plan? Now you're back in Fort McMurray. What kind of good time are you going to show him here?
He actually flies out at 4 o'clock today. So after this, we're going on a helicopter tour of the area in Fort McMurray so he can see it all. And then he flies out. So.
Wow. That is a treat. Okay. Well, listen, I don't know if Tanner has all of his questions ready yet. But it's going to be short. He's got to ask you some questions. So we're not going to do the five because it's a short show and we need to get you on a helicopter ride, it turns out. So we have a segment called the Max City Minute. Tanner's going to ask you some questions. Don't worry. They're not going to hurt. But before we get started, these questions are brought to you today by MIB Moving Company here locally. They're a great company. If anybody needs to move their house or their office like we did, or a studio, they're the people to call. So thank you, MIB, for sponsoring the Max City Minute. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What is the weirdest thing you've had to do within your current career?
Whew. That's a tough one. That's a real tough one.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing. I would say during my career, I would have to speak of the wildfire. That was the weirdest thing. Why we stayed here during the fire the whole time. We had equipment and we assisted. We did that. That is weird. We never seen that one coming. That's for sure.
I thought you were going to say be on the Max City Morning Show, but
that's pretty weird.
But you guys
had
to stay here for the wildfire.
Yeah, we were here. Wow. It's a different company I was working for at the time, but we were here the whole time.
Amazing. I can't wait to hear those stories later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Question number two. What has been your favorite change you've seen in Fort McMurray since you've gotten here?
I would have to say from the 2000, when I came here in 2000, the rough and tumble little town it was.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine to what it is now where I have a family here and it's a really family oriented community.
There you go.
Question number three. What is your favorite way to spend a day out with your family in Fort McMurray?
I would have to say either at the lake or out quadding or side by side and on the trails. We spend a lot of time outside around here.
There you go.
Question number four. Why do you think anyone would love working with your company within Fort McMurray?
Oh, geez. It's steady work, long-term, longevity. You know, we want to build a real core team here in Fort McMurray, and we want to retain our people. That's for sure.
And those have been your four questions.
There we go. Man, I'm surprised you were able to throw four together.
I had five, but you wanted them cut.
Yeah.
You have a bonus one?
No,
he's
good. That's good.
There you go. Cool. Well, listen, man, that's the end of the show. We're keeping it short and sweet. Got to get you on a helicopter ride. So before I cut you loose, so everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you for having me on here, like I said before. And if there is anybody that is looking for employment, definitely check out our website. www.kichton.com. That's KICHTON.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as MIB Moving for sponsoring the Max City Minute. We appreciate your ongoing support. So thank you very much. Everybody at home, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
alpha listed.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.